Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now.
The Outlaw here. It's Thursday, September 10th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news, the Hardy County Road and Bridge Department will be temporarily closing West Main Street from 6th Avenue, US 17 southbound to 7th Avenue for road repairs beginning September 9th at 8 a.m. until repairs are complete. Your local events, tomorrow night, your Hardy Wildcats will travel to Fort Meade for a matchup against the Miners. Game time is at 7:30 p.m. Please remember to practice social distancing. We will have live coverage of this game, and you can listen on 1310 AM, 102.1 FM, or online at 1021theoutlaw.com. Your jobs in Hardy County, Warren Everett Staffing and Recruiting in Bowling Green is looking for an accounts payable specialist. Requirements include at least 5 years of experience, an associate's degree or higher, understanding of bookkeeping procedures and job functions, and proficiency in QuickBooks and Excel. Bay Street Medical in Wauchula is looking for a medical office assistant and receptionist. 1 year of medical experience is required. Individuals with Spanish fluency are encouraged to apply. And Barkman Honey in Arcadia is looking for a facility production leader. Requirements include high attention to detail and basic computer skills, safety consciousness, and can safely operate a forklift, effective communication skills with teamwork, and efficient usage of power and hand tools. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The 2020 census is here and Hardy County is still needing to respond. Fill out a few short questions to help your community gain assistance and improvements for things like transportation, education, infrastructure, and much more. Visit 2020census.gov to learn more and respond today. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do this with your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y, @gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, a look at your local weather, plus the agriculture, sports, and business news. Hardy Midday, we'll be right back.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expect a delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wauchula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wauchula. Good afternoon, this is Allison. How can I help you?
Oh, thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wauchula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on 102.1 The Outlaw. Now it's time for your weather report and forecast. Your weather last updated 10:50 a.m. Eastern Time. Weather mostly cloudy, temperature 84 degrees Fahrenheit, the dew point 75.2 degrees Fahrenheit, relative humidity 74%, heat index 92, winds northeast at 4.6 miles an hour, visibility is 10 miles, and the altimeter read 30.07 inches of mercury. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 10:28 a.m. Eastern Time. This afternoon, partly cloudy early this morning to numerous showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s. East winds around 5 miles an hour. Chance of rain 70%. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms early in the evening to mostly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms late in the evening. Partly cloudy after midnight. Lows in the mid-70s. Northeast winds around 5 miles an hour. Chance of rain 50%. Friday, partly cloudy early in the morning, then isolated showers and thunderstorms late in the morning, numerous showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the lower 90s, northeast winds around 5 miles an hour, chance of rain 70%, and Friday night, partly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the evening, lows in the mid-70s, northeast winds around 5 miles an hour, chance of rain 20%. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let us go now to our agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. As harvest gets underway, California walnut farmers anticipate record crops from their orchards. The USDA forecast a harvest of 780,000 tons, and walnut marketers say they're preparing to sell the larger crop. The California Walnut Board and Commission says it will encourage Americans to eat more walnuts as snacks while working to expand export markets. July exports of U.S. beef rebounded from recent lows but remained below 2019 levels, according to data released by USDA and compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation. July beef exports totaled just over 107,000 metric tons, up 36% from June, but still 9% below last year. Export value was $647.8 million, the highest since March, but down 10% from a year ago. U.S. pork exports, which are on a record pace in 2020, were also down from a year ago in July, but increased compared to June. U.S. farm income, buoyed by this year's record-setting farm subsidies, will sink in the new year with the disappearance of government payments to buffer the effects of the trade war and the pandemic on agriculture. That's according to the FAPRI think tank that says farm groups and congressional allies are likely to seek billions in new federal assistance. Stopgap programs created by the Trump administration have bolstered farm income since 2018, but those programs are scheduled to end this year.
Every year in a hot weather cycle, certain crops get a bad rap for using too much water, when in reality, that's a complete fallacy. Only a small amount of water put on a crop is used for plant growth. Certain crops are always targeted as too thirsty. All plants take up water through their roots and move it through the vascular system and then transpire about 95% of that water in the form of water vapor out of the stomata cells in the leaves. Yes, plants give the vast majority of the water back to the atmosphere. In reality, plants don't use water, they actually borrow it. It's needed to draw nutrients from the soil only to exhale water vapor through the stomata cells in the leaves while taking in carbon dioxide, where the plant uses the carbon in photosynthesis to create energy for the plant to grow. Again, exiting out of the stomata is pure water vapor and, of course, critical oxygen for us to live. It's part of the water cycle that is critical to all our lives. This message is brought to you by the Ag Information Network.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
I'm Tim Hammerich with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. The brown marmorated stink bug is an invasive pest that has been found in Georgia in recent years. Native to parts of Asia, the pest can really cause problems in several different crops. This according to Dr. Michael Taves, the assistant dean of the University of Georgia Tifton campus.
And the problem is that in the U.S., it doesn't have a lot of no natural enemies that'll control that population, and it has a really voracious appetite for just about every fruit and vegetable that we grow. It loves things like sweet corn, blueberries, our pecans, which, you know, a prized crop here in Georgia. It feeds on cotton bolls, so it has a lot of economic implications for Georgia agricultural producers.
Dr. Tave says Georgia farmers are used to dealing with stink bugs, but this one requires extra vigilance.
The problem is the brown marmorated has a wider diet. It eats a lot of extra crops that some of the other ones don't, and we're just learning how to deal with it. And another problem is that when you control stink bugs, you tend to eliminate any natural enemies, and you tend to create what we call a biological vacuum, where you may eliminate the stink bugs in the short term, but if there's lots of them there, they overrun that area very quickly because now you've completely removed all the other predators and natural enemies. And so this is a pest that can rise in terms of its economic importance very quickly.
For additional questions or concerns about this pest, contact your local extension agent.
Every year in a hot weather cycle, certain crops get a bad rap for using too much water, when in reality, that's a complete fallacy. Only a small amount of water put on a crop is used for plant growth. Certain crops are always targeted as too thirsty. All plants take up water through their roots and move it through the vascular system and then transpire about 95% of that water in the form of water vapor out of the stomata cells in the leaves. Yes, plants give the vast majority of the water back to the atmosphere. In reality, plants don't use water, they actually borrow it. It's needed to draw nutrients from the soil, only to exhale water vapor through the stomata cells in the leaves, while taking in carbon dioxide, where the plant uses the carbon in photosynthesis to create energy for the plant to grow. Again, exiting out of the stomata as pure water vapor, and of course, critical oxygen for us to live, is part of the water cycle that is critical to all our lives. This message is brought to you by the Ag Information Network.
This is Tim Hamrich with your Southeast Regional Ag Report from the Ag Information Network.
And now for the business news, stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SR News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Marriott International plans to lay off 17% of its corporate workforce. The layoffs come next month as the coronavirus continues to take a heavy toll on the hotel industry. The Bethesda, Maryland-based company has confirmed that it will lay off 673 workers late next month. Wall Street snapped back from its recent tumble as the bloodletting for big technology stocks came to at least a temporary halt. Apple, Amazon, Zoom Video Communications, and other tech companies that suddenly lost their momentum late last week on worries their stocks soared too high all regained some ground. The Dow gained 439 points to finish at 27,940. The Nasdaq was up 293 to 11,141. The S&P 500 ahead 67 to 5,398. New York oil up $1.24 to $38 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SR Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. The NFL season kicks off tonight with the defending Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs hosting Houston. Texans coach Bill O'Brien talks about this evening's starting quarterbacks, Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes.
These two guys are just great players, very, very dynamic players. It's always interesting how the schedules are made that this is the game that opens up the season. You know, it's a great night for the league, and it's a great night for football.
Houston revisits the side of blowing a 24-0 lead and losing at Kansas City in last season's AFC Divisional Round playoff game. Adam Duvall drove in 9 runs with 3 homers as Atlanta fell 1 run short of the Major League record for runs in a game, clobbering Miami 29-9. Marlins manager Don Mattingly said a player asked him if the mercy rule could be applied.
Trey asked me that question during the game, if I thought there should be a mercy rule. And if he asked me that today during the game, then I'm going to vote for the mercy rule today.
This is Esser in Sports. For the second straight night, Los Angeles rallied in 10 innings to beat Arizona 6-4. It was San Diego 5-3 over Colorado, Cincinnati 3, Chicago nothing. America League Finals, Kansas City 3-0 over Cleveland, New York 7, Toronto 2. Texas 7, Los Angeles 3, and Oakland 3-2 over Houston. Interleague Finals, Milwaukee clobbered Detroit 19-0. It was the White Sox over the Pirates 8-1. The Mets beat the Orioles 7-6, and San Francisco 10, Seattle 1. In the NBA playoffs, Toronto went to 2 overtimes to edge Boston 125-122 to tie the series at 3. Raptors guard Kyle Lowry had 33 points.
You know, we were playing against a physical tough team, well coached. We had to work hard for this win, and for us, you know, personally, that's what we do.
Game 7 Friday, the LA Clippers beat Denver 96-85. Clippers up 3-1. The NHL, Tampa Bay beat the New York Islanders 2-1. The Lightning with a 2-0 lead in the Eastern Conference Final. Brooks Koepka has pulled out of next week's U.S. Open because of lingering pain in his left knee. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Voss.
And that concludes our time today with Hardy Midday, brought to you by the great folks over at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your motivational quote for the day: the best thing about the future is that it comes one day at a time. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news. I've been Glenn. We will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.